Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Coming up on Podcast 1681, we'll talk about Honda's big move into EV batteries. Stick around, I'll tell you more. Also on the show today, what's going on at Sono Motors? That's the little solar-powered EV. Also, improvements to Hyundai and Kia's next-generation electric vehicles. And why Ford want to sell Europeans' EVs just like they sell it to Americans. With those stories and a lot more coming up on the podcast today. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening in the world. It's EV News Daily for Sunday, 11th of December. My name is Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. Multiple reports over the last few days have led me to report on this story. Now, Tesla's China boss looks like he could be taking on a new role, which many people earlier in the week said he's the new CEO, he's the new Elon Musk. It's not that, but there's been enough this week that I feel comfortable reporting on Tom Zhu, who is Tesla China's president and was the guy who oversaw Giga Shanghai's transformation into the world's largest EV plant, has been appointed to run global operations, things like Gigafactory Austin and Berlin as well. Now, he joined Tesla in April 2014, and it now makes him one of the top executives at Tesla. The decision didn't come as a surprise to many in the industry, given how quickly Shanghai went up, a year to the day, from groundbreaking to at the opening of that factory. According to autoblog.com, Giga Shanghai made its 1 millionth car, accounting for a third of the total Tesla vehicles produced in August earlier this year. And in November, it was a record month for Shanghai with 100,000 vehicles delivered. Now, while the new CEO, chief operations officer, I'm not exactly sure what his job title is, he had a super secret recipe for building so well in China. Of course, the rest of the world is not China. And so, clearly a very talented person. We'll see how he gets on running the rest of the world. But no, very much reported earlier this week as, you know, there's a new Elon Musk and it's the guy who was running China. And it's like, well, it's not that, but it's an interesting promotion. And it's something that I've been saying on the podcast for a very long time, that Tesla needs more people like the kind of in the Tim Cook role at Apple, people who are excellent at delivering on products, because I think Tesla's products are exceptional. They just need to, you know, maybe work a little bit on delivery of those and things like quality and after sale service as well, in terms of how big that support network is. But look, that can all be fixed as all the other car makers are struggling to move to EV. Tesla has their own problems, but I do think that, you know, at the heart of their product, it's all very good. So that's good news. Tesla's Model S and X Plaid arriving in Germany for the first deliveries. Finally, holy bazookas, we had to wait for a long time. Now, cars have been turning up in Zeebrugge in Belgium, and car carriers seen in Antwerp in Belgium. full of the planned versions of the S and the X, several cargo ships leaving Baltimore in Maryland in the coming days, with more of those units on board as well. So over here in Europe, we really have waited, particularly in the UK, obviously in Aussie or the right-hand drive markets, but in Europe generally, we've waited for the plaid versions a really long time. I'm looking forward to seeing a whole new set of YouTube channels and the kind of people that I enjoy watching online just give their thoughts on the insane performance levels. Oh, and the yoke as well, I suppose. That'll be, you know, it's a perennial favourite to comment on that. I've only ever driven a yoke Tesla once, and honestly, it was just okay. I know people get really kind of worked up or, you know, both ways, but it was all right. I think you'd retrain your muscle memory pretty quickly. Didn't particularly not like it. I kind of like the circular wheel in normal cars, but there you go. And now let's talk a little bit about US all-electric car registrations during the first 10 months of the year. So we're going to the end of October here. 604,000 EVs, BEVs, pure EVs registered in the US. That is 60% more than a year ago. So if anyone was thinking that perhaps the EV revolution was slowing down or whatever, not at all. It's over 50% year-on-year growth. That's amazing. 600,000 registered in the US. And that's not even for the full year, remember. Registration data lags behind sales and delivery, so it's going to be even higher than that. Battery electric vehicles in the US, 5.3% of total registrations. 5.3%. It's been hovering in the twos for a long time now. This time last year, it was 2.9, and so that's great. Now, clearly, the US is lagging other territories, but as more models become available, that's great news. Now, the world's biggest supplier of electric car batteries are going to be supplying Honda. Honda's a company that has loads of engineering talent and plenty of heritage as well if they want to throw themselves at making EVs. But the minute they haven't, they've made the Honda E. And, well, that's obviously very, very good as a one-off. But now, Honda and CATL announcing a deal that Honda would purchase 123 gigawatt hours of batteries. So how many EVs will that power? Well, let's find out. Honda's first mass market electric vehicle, the EV, the Prologue in North America, is going to be based on General Motors platform. It's called the Ultium platform, and introduced it in their first Honda EV model in China last April. It's called the ENS1. There's another one as well called the ENP1. They're going to have 10 EVs in China by 2027. So this is very much a China deal by the look of it. From 2024 to the end of the decade, CATL providing 123 gigawatt hours of EV batteries, enough to power over 1 million electric vehicles, says Electrek. Well, yeah, I mean, it would be more than 1 million, because if you know, 1 million is an easy number to do that with. So 123 gigawatt hours, and Electrek saying over a million. Well, a million EVs, well, that would be an average pack size of 123 kilowatt hours per car. There is no way in the world that Honda's, the kind of cars they make for China, are going to have a pack size that big. In fact, I would say that is twice as big as it needs to be. So Electrek's headline could actually have been 2 million EVs, because that's more like it, right? And in fact, that's the headline that CNEV Post went with, because Honda saying in their statement that this is part of the first part of a stable battery supply chain as they expand their move into pure BEVs in China. If it had a 60 kilowatt hour pack size, that is over 2 million pure electric vehicles for the deal. And that would probably be, towards the end of the decade, about 280,000 vehicles every single year. So Honda clearly have really big plans. But we're talking China. So we'll wait and see how it affects the rest of the world. Ford are next in the news. And they want to market their EVs in Europe with a little bit of Americana. 9 months after outlining extensive plans to bring more EVs to Europe, Ford's shared its intentions now to use the transition to rebrand itself under a new slogan of adventurous spirit. Okay. That they say represents American values. By using the tagline adventurous spirit, it'll hook into things like freedom and the outdoors. And of course, you would think big vehicles. Now, we've got the Mustang Mach-E here, and that's not a particularly large vehicle. It's pretty sizable for UK roads. Ford F-150, though? Yeah, I can't see them selling a ton of those over here. I can see them selling a lot of whatever they make with Volkswagen. Of course, they're going to do a partnership with VW to use their MEB platform. That's what the ID3, ID4, etc. cars are built on. And so there's going to be a second Ford as well coming from the VW platform. That makes sense. They can, you know, VW make a bit of money from Ford on licensing. Ford get a quick route to market by having, you know, the basics of the car done, in Europe at least. But they also, they said that their marketing messaging is going to be more American, they say, to sell to Europeans using the Adventurous Spirit line. Okay, well, we'll wait and see how that gets implemented. You know, it's all in the execution. Now, there's a blog post on Sono Motors website that is literally titled What's Going On at Sono Motors. Remember, Sono Motors, they make the Scion. That is the small solar-covered car that's got the sort of the greenery and the dashboard. And my friend from the Inside EVs podcast and Out of Spec, more importantly, channels on YouTube, Kyle, saw this up close maybe last year and then said to me, it's a real dog. And I was like, dude, that's a little unfair. But he said, no, like in theory, the car is great. But the version that he saw was so rough around the edges. He said, look, something's not right there, because that was so far away from even being a half-finished vehicle. And now we find a blog post on the Sono Motors website, which says they need to raise more money, and they can't. They have failed to get investors' money in, so now they're going to their customers. They are saying that they're going to restructure the company. They're asking the community to put their hands in their pockets and to commit to hashtag Save Scion. They say that if we can reach this campaign goal and raise enough money, we will trigger a positive domino effect. Your down payment, which represents your money and your trust, will enable us to continue to find new investors and pay for the remaining machinery, tooling, and production. So we wish them all the best. But that doesn't sound like it's going particularly well there. But hopefully, you know, hopefully they can find some money and bring that vehicle to market. But my goodness me, it does look, continue to look very, very difficult to bring a new electric vehicle to market. Coming up very soon, we'll talk about GM and their problems with getting batteries for EVs, and a new VW ID3, teased once again with some pictures. I'll talk about those next. Stick around.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Now let's talk about Hyundai and their sister companies, Kia and Genesis as well. Their new vehicles, like the IONIQ 5 and the Kia EV6, that's on a new platform. They're called EGMP. And it is a ground up rethinking of how they make their electric vehicles. I think, you know, hopefully you'd agree that the cars are actually really, really good. Nothing wrong with the existing ones like the Kona and the Niro, but their new ones, very, very good. Now they say that not only are those cars doing well sales-wise, but they have already got plans to upgrade that hardware. More range, more performance, and faster charging speeds. There's the IONIQ 5, IONIQ 6, EV6, and Genesis GV60 as well. Hyundai are replacing, to be specific about this, the power module, and they are using silicon carbide units and replacing what is currently in it. And they say that ensures the greatest power density and energy efficiency for range and charging time. What does it mean? Well, again, I think I probably need to sit and study this for a couple of hours to fully understand. They're saying that it could increase the range by 5% and decrease the charging times as well, which is already 18 minutes to get to 10 to 80% in optimal conditions. But these are 800-volt power units they have for the rear motor inverter, but they've been using 400 volt systems at the front axle, and this seems like they're going for an 800-volt system all around, more energy efficiency. Now, there are plenty of 400-volt cars out there that do absolutely fine, but by the look of it, they're just making these small improvements, these small gains that all add up, and that's fantastic news. But like I said, I don't fully understand the role of a silicon carbide power unit, but I do want to understand, not obviously to engineering levels, but I just think it needs a little bit of investigation. Maybe I'll do that this evening over a cup of tea when the kid's in bed. Now let's talk about GM striving for a resilient EV battery supply chain, they say. General Motors is working to build that supply chain as they move into the next phase of EV development, says the CEO, Mary Barra. They want battery suppliers, many of which are new to working with GM, to source from various locations around the world so that they can avoid what happened over the last couple of years with semiconductors. GM says it signed agreements with suppliers to secure all the batteries they need for 1 million EVs by 2025. That's 1 million EVs a year in North America. So that's not globally, but that is in North America by the middle of the decade. Mary Barra said that GM continues to wait for the Treasury Department to actually finalise the rules governing the federal EV tax credit. The $7,500 of credits, which are reliant on battery components being sourced in the right places or countries that the US has free trade agreements with. I'm amazed that she said that they're waiting for the Treasury Department to finalize the rules. I had no idea that it was, you know, we're in December. We've got a couple of weeks until the end of the year. And the car makers themselves still don't know the rules of whether their batteries are compliant to get the federal tax money for their customers or not. Wow. It was always, the new Inflation Reduction Act was always fabulously complicated. But wow, that's still not sorted? The car makers themselves don't know? Wow, okay, no wonder that I'm still a little bit head-scratchy about the whole thing. Now, let's talk about the Corvette E-Ray. This was a configurator leak, and it revealed a new hybrid Corvette C8 on Thursday night. It was very quickly taken down, but yes, screenshots were taken, and it looks like leaked images give us an early glimpse of what we can expect the new Corvette C8 to look like, the E-Ray. It's just a spectacularly looking sports car, supercar, hypercar, really. There's a button that can be seen inside called Regen on Demand. I wonder what that does. Regen on Demand. What do you think? Any ideas? Any clues? Let me know. You can always email me hello@evnewsdaily.com. That would probably suggest adjustable levels of regen, or perhaps like a hard regen, or maybe it toggles on and off for track mode so that you just, you know, there's no regen. I don't know. I'd like to find out. The rumours are of the new Corvette E-Ray, be all-wheel drive, so petrol-powered up front and then, or rather petrol-powered at the back, as it's a rear-wheel drive vehicle, and then an electric motor on the front axle to make it a four-wheel drive car. Wow. Now, last story. And Volkswagen have been teasing the new ID.3 with interior space improvements and a bigger display inside. They're going to unveil a revamped ID.3 in the new year, but now we've seen a few more teaser shots of what the inside will look like. They say more standard equipment with a big Tesla-style center display. It's about 12-inch, 30.5-centimeter display in the middle. That's much bigger than the screens they have at the moment in the ID.3. There's going to be the center screen behind the steering wheel. There's going to be, hopefully, we think as well, they're putting buttons back on the steering wheel because, frankly, those high-gloss capacitive buttons are just a disaster. You slide your finger across to raise the volume, all those kind of things. It's horrible. Worst thing about those vehicles. Unless you really love the vehicle, it's worth test driving any of those VWs because it could be a deal breaker for you. Anyway, the new ones, we think they're putting buttons back on the steering wheel. Good, because you can feel your way around rather than having to take your eyes off the road at 70 miles an hour and look, because you can't feel it. The new ID.3 also has plug-in charge, which is great. But the current ID.3 should have plug-in charge. Kind of criminal that it doesn't, actually. Anyway, the new one will have. And a new EV route planner as well. They say that the charging experience is going to be better, but it's all good. Get these things on the road right now, because all of this is doable now, particularly plug and charge. You know, any new EV right now, if a manufacturer wants to get behind plug and charge, VW, so they are, like, that's not wildly difficult to put into a vehicle. It's, yeah, there is work to do, but come on. The new ID3 also has swarm data, they say. Swarm data, I think, pulls together all those data points from thousands, hundreds of thousands of vehicles to improve the driving functions. And that's your podcast for today. A question of the week, taking a break, but it will return. Thanks to our premium partners, Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Porsche of the Village of Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, Derek Riley and his great EV Review Island YouTube channel, Richard at rsev.co.uk for buying and selling EVs in the UK. Octopus Electric Universe, global public charging made simple with one map and one app, millbrookcottages.co.uk, five-star luxury cottages in Devon, and Lease Plan Electric Moments, providing all the tools and guidance EV drivers need. Thanks to our partners, David and Lisa Allen, also Jukka Kukkonen from shifttoelectric.com, Rajiv Narayan, Michael Lumley, Battery Reports at recurrentauto.com, and Darren McCleskey from Denovo Real Estate. And thanks to all of our executive producers, Adrian Bond, Alan Shedd, Alex Banahini, Alexander Frank, Anders Hove, Andrea Jefferson, Andrew Luoma, Andy Nancaro and Lillian Cass, Asir Khalid, Bjorn Fjukstak, Bill Calhoun, Blaine McKinney, Blunderbuss Jones, Brian O'Leary, Brian Thompson, Bruce Bohannon, Chad Lane, Charles Hall, Christopher Bath, Colin Hennessy and Cam's EV, Greg Rogers, David Dysart, David Finch, David Partington, David Prescott, DCEV, Ed Cortine, Eddie Ragassa, Eric Hansen, Eru Kuni Nyombri, Frederick Rovick, Gene Rubin, George Chotrolo, Henrik Leisner, and Helmut Selke. Ian Waddy Watkins, Ian Griffiths, Ian Sear, Jack Oakley, Jacob Kuhn, James Penfold, James Storr, Jan from eMobilityNorway.com, and Jim Morris. John Schroeder, John Vandervoort, John who is Beardy McBeardface at Ken TV's, John Manchek, Juan Gonzalez, Kester Sandback, Kevin Merson, Lawrence the Allen, Lee Brown, Luke Carly, Marcel Ward, Nathan Gore Brown, Nathan King, Nathaniel Friedman, Neely Roberts from Sussex EV's, Ohad Aston, Paul Stevenson, Pete Glass, Pete Gordon, Peter and D. Roberts, Peter Reiner, Phil Mouchet, Philip Forrester, Philip Troutman, Raymond Rowledge, Realtor's Choice Photography, Rob from the RS Thinks EV channel on YouTube, Robert Gray, Seiki Payne, Stephen Penn, Steve John, the Plug Seekers EV YouTube channel, Thomas J. Tius, Timothy Phillips, and Tyler Voss. Have a good and see you tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.